Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jim and James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And coming up, our five-year flashback takes a look back to May 2015, an interview with the late, great Dick Dale. Our heavy hitter triple threat segment honors Buck Owens with covers by Rosie Flores and John Fogerty. Our instrumental breakdown features new tracks from the Del Stroyers and the DiMaggio Connection. Also brand new tracks from The Mellows, Wildcat Rose, Wild Bill and the Railroad Cats, The Million Dollar Tones, John Lewis and his Rock and Roll Trio, Bloodshot Bill and more. And getting us started is a new track from the Dole Brothers and the title cut from their latest Bottle on the Table. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
There's a bottle on the table, it ain't mine, but it's been there for quite some time. I'm telling you what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna take a sip or two. Bottle on the table, I'm quite sure the fella, he ain't around no more. I'm telling you, make no doubt, I'm gonna drink it cause I ain't too proud. Well, I don't know what's in it, cause there ain't no label, but it's sitting there all alone on my table. There's a bottle on the table, no mistaking, it ain't mine, but it's there for the taking. I'm flat broken, I got the blues, I'm gonna drink anybody's booze. In it, cause there ain't no label, but it's sitting there all alone on my table. There's a bottle on the table, it ain't mine, but it's been there for quite some time. I'm telling you what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna take a sip or two. There's a bottle on the table, I'm quite sure the fella, he ain't around no more. I'm telling you, make no doubt, I'm gonna drink it cause I ain't too proud. Well, I don't know what's in it, cause there ain't no label, but it's sitting there holding on my table. There's a bottle on the table, but no mistaken, it ain't mine, but it's there for the taking. I'm flat broken, got the blues, I'm gonna drink anybody's booze. There's a bottle on the table.
We'll beat my boo, we'll be naked for the show. What you want me to do? What you want me to do?
Bloodshot Bill and Do What You Do from the album Come Get Your Love Right Now. And right now, John Lewis and his rock and roll trio have a brand new project titled Where Would Rock and Roll Be? Here's the tune, Wipe Me Out.
I hear there is a comet bouncing up today, and if there's my chance, it's gonna wipe us all away, it's gonna wipe us out. Oh, wipe us out. You're gonna wipe us out if it comes away.
Folks, this is Elvis Presley. I'd like to take this time out of music to tell you that you're listening to the
Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
The Rockabilly and Blues.
The Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
The Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jam and James right here. Have mercy.
Hi, I'm John Stamos, and you're listening to the Rockabilly Blues Radio Hour with Jam and James Riley.
Well, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too.
When I first met you, baby, well, I knew I couldn't win. But I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall. Well, what a fool I was to think that you could love me. When I first met you, baby, well, I knew I couldn't win. But I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall for you. Well, what a fool I was
to think that you could love me too.
Back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, we just heard a bit of a rarity from Elvis Presley. That was the song Fool, 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 recorded in January 1955 in Lubbock, Texas, most likely during the time Buddy Holly saw them perform there. There's a great photo of Elvis surrounded by a lot of people outside, and to the far right, there's a young Buddy Holly waiting to chat with Elvis as well. And we also heard the tune Ginny Lee, brand new from Million Dollar Tones. Up next from Rhythm Bomb Records, Bonita and the Blues Shacks. Where's the money, honey?
Promises that everything's alright. Still, you take me out and spend nothing but the night. So, where's the money, honey? Where's the money, honey? Where's the money, honey? Lay it on the line. You took me out, told me to drink my fill. The waiter came around and you couldn't pay the bill. So, where's the money, honey? Where's the money, honey? Where's the money, honey? Lay it on the line.
Thank you. Here come old bad news. Well, bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire, 'cause everybody knows I'm bad news. Everywhere I go, always getting into trouble. And I'm leaving little girls that hate to see me go. They tried to hang me in Oakland, and they did in Francisco. But I wouldn't choke, I broke the rope, and they had to let me go, 'cause I'm bad news. Everywhere I go, always getting into trouble. And leaving little girls that hate to see me go. Now, from north to south, to east to west, the story is the same. From one state to another, I have to change my name, 'cause I'm bad news. Everywhere I go, oh, 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 always getting in trouble, and a leaving little girls that show hate to see me go. Peaches in Georgia, I lumberjacked in Maine. I've been hired, fired, and jailed any town you can name, 'cause I'm bad news. Everywhere I go, always getting into trouble. And I'm leaving little girls that hate to see me go. Say, hey, baby.
It was long, long, long time ago. A mortgage got to be my thing. Now I'm cursed by a bad book and condom. There when we first met, 'cause you were another over and over my. Oh, yeah. Working day. That's why I quit my work to be with you whenever you wake. You've been over, over and over my. Oh yeah, you've been over, over and over my. You need a lot of that, baby. You need a lot of that. But I'm really, really, really not sure. And sweet, that I spent all my money, and also I lost my sleep, 'cause you were enough, over and over my, oh yeah, you were over, over and over my, you need a lot of that, oh, you need a lot of that, but I'm really, really, really not sure. Oh yeah, you were over, over and over my.
from RVB Over and Over Much from the album Jumpin' and Humpin'. Johnny Cash before that in the tune Bad News from the 1964 album I Walk the Line, a tune written by John D. Loudermilk. Time now for our instrumental breakdown, the Delstroyers on High Tide Recordings in the tune Invasion of the Bonnie Surfers from the EP titled Resurrected. But first, from the album Rowdy, it's the DiMaggio Connection and the Red Bridge.
It's the instrumental breakdown on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
We'll be right back.
This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. If you're online, our website is rockabillyandblues.com, rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Also available on social media. Always love reading a suggestion, comment, request for a tune. Coming up, we got so much more great music on the way, as well as our heavy hitter triple threat segment and our five-year flashback. Right now, it's Wildcat Rose and the tune Broken Bones.
From that night in Riverside, she swears she caused the wreck.
It's Mighty Joe Castro and the Gravamen. Everybody tells her that. Time now for Heavy Hitter Triple Threat.
It's going, 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 high and far over the fence in deep left field, and it's a home run for Joe DiMaggio.
Oh!
This is Heavy Hitter Triple Threat, where we play a couple of cover tunes of an artist as well as a track from that artist, the Heavy Hitter. Together, they are a triple threat. This week, we honor Buck Owens. We'll hear John Fogerty from his Blue Ridge Rangers Rides Again project and a cover of I Don't Care, Just As Long As You Love Me. You may remember that John famously referenced Buck in a Creedence Clearwater Revival hit, Looking Out My Back Door. We also hear from the Rockabilly Philly, Rosie Flores, covering an early Buck Owens rockabilly tune called Hot Dog. And we'll start off with Alvis Edgar Owens Jr., best known to us as Buck Owens. He and his band, the Buckaroos, helped develop the Bakersfield Sound, named after Bakersfield, California, a place that Buck called home. A member of the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, and continues to be a major influence. Now let's go back to the B-side from 1956 on Pep Records, when he recorded a rockabilly single under the name Corky Jones. And the B-side to the song that Rosie Flores is covering in a minute, it's the tune Rhythm and Booze. Buck Owens on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour Heavy Hitter Triple Threat.
Wow, wow, woman, and it's got on the blues. Well, she warned me once and then she warned me twice. But that woman found out that I don't take advice. It was rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues. If I'd listened to my mama, if I'd listened to my dad, I'd be sleeping on a soft feather bed. But there's just some things that a man can't be told, and it's me for one, and I just got to be shown. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues. Till I lost my Cadillac. Well, I'll give up my dancing and I'll give up my blues. If you come home, I'll even throw away my blues. Wait, smooth. Rhythm, 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 blues. Rhythm, 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 blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues. Shopping in
got a crush on Carthy Jones, but I know how she likes her hot dog.
Ketchup and relish?
No, no.
How about chili and onion?
No, no.
With a pickle in the middle and a mustard on top.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all of the chicks have been hanging around trying to get my baby to put me down. He either goes here, he either goes there. Maybe that's the way that he combs his hair.
Hot dog! He's my baby. Hot dog! Hot dog.
I don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
Hot dog.
He's my baby.
Hot dog.
Drives me crazy.
Hot dog.
I don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
Hi, this is John Fogerty, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues with Jammin' James Riley.
Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I don't care if the bells don't chime. Just as long as you love me. And I don't care if the tops don't spin. I don't care if the gins won't gin.
Source for rockabilly blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and this is our five-year flashback.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
5 days, 5 days, since you walked out the door.
5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising.
Now you know I wake. Five long years for one woman.
Our five-year flashback takes a look back at some of my favorite moments over the past 5 years on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And this time we look back to May of 2015, with an interview with the late, great Dick Dale. This guitar legend passed away at 81 years old on March 16th, 2019, actually just about 6 weeks away from being 82 years old. It was originally going to be just a 20-minute chat, turned out to be 3 hours, the first of many long conversations with Dick. I had asked him about how Miserloo came about, being in Pulp Fiction, which rejuvenated his career and spawned a new influx of surf and rock instrumental bands popping up. Here's Dick Dale.
So when we did Pulp Fiction, Quentin Tarantino came up, my bass player, while I was on stage, and he gave him a note. He said, "My name's Quentin Tarantino, I gotta talk to Dick Dale." Well, he didn't know who Quentin Tarantino was, so he threw the note away. So Dan Quinton found me in the dressing room.
Yeah.
And he said, Dick, I've been listening to your music for 100 years. And he goes, it's so powerful. And he says, when people make movies, they make a movie and they put the music to it afterwards by watching the rushes every day. But he says, I do it differently. He said, I play a song, and the song generates the energy force, the power in my mind to create a movie from the way the song is played. So he said, I would love to use your song when you played it as the masterpiece of what you just played to create a masterpiece of a movie to complement the masterpiece of your song. So of you playing that song, Mizzaloo. And because he was so humble and so nice, and I knew that he had doors slammed in his face from all the big wigs, that I just said, you know what? And then he said, I said, who you got in? And he said, well, John Travolta. And I said, wow, because once again, John Travolta had doors slammed in his face because he was typecast. And they said, you can only do this kind of stuff. Plus, he was a pilot, and I'm a pilot. So I said, wow, you know what? Go for it. And then I was in Amsterdam performing. He came to Amsterdam, stayed at the same hotel I did. When I was home, I finally got a phone call, and it said, Dick, I'm sending a limo to pick you up and have you to come down to Universal Studios. I'm doing a pre-showing of Pulp Fiction. And I said, sure. So I went down, sat down, and I watched it, and all of a sudden, bam, there it goes. She goes, I'm going to kill every one of your mothers. And my guitar goes, da-da-da-da. He started the whole movie off. So the end result was, this poor guy now turned out to have the last laugh on everybody, because he ended up being the president of the Cannes Film Festival. He ended up doing these movies and so successful. He had the last laugh on everybody that didn't want to give him the help that he needed and the time of day. So I was so thrilled and so happy. And then one night on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, they wanted him to direct a complete Jimmy Kimmel Show. And he goes, well, I ain't going to direct it unless I get Dick Dale here and go from there. And so to have that kind of neatness take place and come to the surface, and that was one of the most wonderful moments.
together, up and run away. Be together every night and day, and that way we'll stay, 'cause I'll have you there. And I don't know why they think I'll only make you cry, and you could only make me blue. That can't be true, 'cause I'll have you. One of these days we'll get together, come what may, we'll have each other. I'll be yours, you'll be mine. Now don't that sound fine? One of these nights, drive up and look down on the city lights, hold each other close all through the night, and everything will be alright. I'll have you. Together, come what may, we'll have each other. I'll be yours, you'll be mine. Now don't that sound fine? One of these nights, drive up and look down on the city light, hold each other close all through the night, and everything would be alright, 'cause I'll have you near. I'll have you dear.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no loving since you know when. You know I love you, yes I do. And I'm saving all my loving just for you. I need your loving and I need it back, just like a dog when he's going mad. Ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Baby, won't you give your love to me? Eeny, meeny, and a mighty moe. You don't want me around no more. Ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Baby, don't you let your dog bite me, oh yeah. Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no loving since you know when. You know I love you, yes I do. And I'm saving all my loving just for you. I need your loving and I need it back, just like a dog when he's going mad. Ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Baby, won't you give your love to me? Eeny, meeny, and a mighty moe. You don't want me around no more. Ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Baby, don't you let your dog bite me, oh yeah.
It's Ricky Nelson from his 1958 self-titled album and a cover of Fats Domino, I'm in Love Again. The Mellows before that, and City Lights, featuring Colton Turner on vocals and guitar and his brother Zane Turner on lead guitar. Wild Bill and the Railroad Cats in there as well. 3x7, the name of that one. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.